And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 24th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Fitzroy 1037, slow moving, declining 1032 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then drizzle, moderate or poor. South Utsira 40s, Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Cromarty, perhaps gale 8 later in Cromarty. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor except in Cromarty and Forth. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Variable, becoming southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White. Variable, mainly west 2 to 4, occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later in Biscay. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, except in far southeast of Trafalgar. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less in northeast Fitzroy. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly, backing southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in North Irish Sea and 3 elsewhere. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, perhaps gale 8 later in far northwest. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in northwest Rockall and northwest Hebrides. Rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Bailey. Southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 4 to 6 for a time, then occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. Faroe. West or southwest, backing south 4 to 6, then veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 4 to 6 for a time, then perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, then rain. Moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Rain or showers, becoming wintry later. Moderate or poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west, 5. Heavy drizzle. 1,300 metres, 1,014, falling slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by west, 5. Recent precipitation. 3 miles, 1,009, now rising. Lerwick. Southwest, 6. Slight drizzle and rain. 500 metres, 1,003, now rising. Wick Automatic. West-southwest, 4. Recent drizzle. 19 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Aberdeen. East-southeast 1, 24 miles, 1,010, falling more slowly. Lucas. West by north 2, 8 miles, 1,013, falling more slowly. Boomer. Southwest 3, 22 miles, 1,015, falling more slowly. Bridlington. Southwest by west, 2, 1,018, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. West by south, 4, 11 miles, 1,024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. West-northwest, 3, 1,023, now rising. Jersey. Northwest, 4, recent fog. 1.5 miles, 1,025, now rising. Channel light vessel automatic. West by north, 5, 2 miles, 1,025. Silly automatic. West-northwest, 5, missed. 1.5 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west, 3, 8 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Aberporth, west by south, 5, 16 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Valley, west by south, 4, 14 miles, 1,022, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west, 5, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Valentia, south by west, 2, missed, 1 mile, 1,027, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 3, 7 miles, 1,020, now falling. Malin Head, southwest, 6, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1,017, now rising. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 9 miles, 1,017, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 23rd of December. The general situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a mild west to southwesterly airflow during the next couple of days. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will gradually become confined to northern and western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle at times, mainly at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Drizzle at times, then becoming fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time, 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, then becoming fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle later, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in Liverpool Bay. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north. Rain or drizzle at times, mainly at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north and 4 later in south. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan can point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, increasing gale 8 at times later in north. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, sailing us right on through to Christmas Eve, where in a few moments I'll hand you over to our colleagues at the World Service who are standing by to keep you company through the night. We'll be back here with festive cheer from 5:20. For now, though, that's it from Radio 4 for tonight. On behalf of all of us at Broadcasting House in London, this is Danielle Jałowiecka wishing you a peaceful and restful night. Good night. Radio.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Singapore, and we're talking a lot about cars. What will the merger of Honda and Nissan mean for the industry? And staying on that theme, we'll head to Norway to hear why there are more electric passenger cars on the roads than there are petrol vehicles.
With all the incentives we have in Norway, that was quite important to us money-wise. We figured out that for our day-to-day needs, an EV would be perfect.
We'll hear from South Korea's former foreign minister on the problems still facing the country and find out why Christmas is such a crucial time for food companies.
We all call the period between, say, October and December the sort of golden period, because if you get Christmas wrong, it really does affect the overall business's success.
First, though, the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A damning report from the US House Ethics Committee says the former congressman, Matt Gaetz, paid numerous women for sex, including a 17-year-old, and regularly used illegal drugs. He denies wrongdoing. Mr. Gaetz was Donald Trump's initial choice to run the Justice Department. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
Donald Trump knew well about these swirling allegations. There had already been a criminal probe by the Justice Department that had been discontinued, but the House Ethics Committee report had been ongoing when Mr. Trump made this decision. I think of all of the picks that Mr. Trump made, among Republicans, many of them were aghast at this decision. And I think you have to remember that Mr. Trump is not a conventional politician, and it won't damage him to the extent that it might a more conventional politician.
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Magdeburg in Germany, 3 days after a deadly car attack on a Christmas market that has inflamed debate on migration and security. On the central square, leaders of the far-right AfD party called for border closures and deportations to prevent such attacks. The suspect is a refugee from Saudi Arabia who was known to police. Beatrix von Storch is the AfD's deputy leader.
What is clear, that this murderer who killed five people, he was widely known to the police. He has been sued for threatening with terror attacks in advance. And still afterwards, he would get asylum when he started to seek asylum in Germany.
Anti-racism activists held a counter-rally accusing the AfD of politicising the tragedy ahead of February's election. France's President Macron has named his new government to try to end a period of political turmoil.